Welcome to The Scaling Show, in collaboration with the South African Chamber of Commerce in the UK. We've seen dramatic market shifts over the past few weeks, and businesses have had to answer many questions. However, amongst the uncertainty, there are a number of innovative tech companies pushing the boundaries. In this series, we talk to those founders, CEOs, and industry veterans on the front line of innovation. I'm Richard Doty, founder and host of The Scaling Show. Today on the show, we have Nick Rowlandson, CFO of Wizard Digital. Hi, Nick. Great to have you on the show.
Morning, Rich. Thanks. Thanks very much for inviting us today on the show.
How are things going in London today?
Yeah, I can't complain, Rich. The weather, I must say, has been terrific over the last, couple of months. So it's helped us through this what's been a very tough period for a lot of us. But it's fantastic.
Okay, cool. Let's dive in. Let's dive into the show. So let's kick it off by maybe you could tell us a bit about yourself and the business you're in.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Rich. So let me start off with our business, Wizard Digital. So we owned by a company called Wizard International, who are headed out of South Africa and who pioneered the USSD mobile payments channel back in 2004. For those of you who don't or haven't heard of the USSD technology, I'm sure you would have seen it in operation. It's a simple solution for mobile payments using feature phones by simply dialing a USSD code and selecting a number which corresponds to what you want to use the platform for. So for instance, if you're paying electricity, transferring money, checking balances, etc. M-Pesa is a big name that you all might have heard of. Wizard Digital was established about a year ago, and our head office is here based in the UK. What we've done is we first to the market offering a fully Android agnostic software POS and e-commerce payment solution with PIN for high-value transactions. So I'm sure we'll get into more details later, Rich, in this discussion, where I'll explain a little bit more around the use cases of those two. Just a bit about me. So I am a qualified accountant. I spent the last 6 years in Australia working at EY and Orbis Investments. And I joined the Wizard Digital team in about the end of 2018. Worked closely with the management team on building our presence here in Europe, and just recently been appointed CFO and going to lead down that road. So.
Great. I mean, that's a fantastic overview, and very interesting to hear you guys were pioneering, one of the pioneers back in the early 2000s. I mean, very interesting. Listen, let's talk about COVID-19, and maybe get your thoughts on the post-COVID-19 world, specifically focusing on your business, and maybe your thoughts about how your business will evolve post-COVID-19.
Awesome. Yeah, so Rich, if I start off just what it was before COVID-19, and I think the world in that we were on what was already the digital wave, if I can call it that. I suppose the last 3 months being the COVID environment has accelerated and ramped up this digital wave, especially in the payments industry we obviously are in. So there's been some really interesting and exciting and innovative ways in which businesses are looking at lowering human interaction and to limit the need for physical touch to any hardware devices. So if we look at just what the WHO said at the beginning of the pandemic, is that we know that money changes hands frequently and can pick up all sorts of bacteria and viruses. So whenever possible, please to use contactless payments. Well, this resulted in countries around the globe lifting their contactless limits and driving this payment acceptance methodology. If we look at the UK, it's nearly 2/3 of the people now using contactless payments. So it's quite high. And 60% of those say they're happier using contactless payments now than they were at this time last year. So the current environment, as you can see, have really ramped up this new way of life. And I suppose digital wallet use has ramped up as well. And of course, we all know online spending has dramatically increased. Just on the online spending stats, Rich, there was 43% of people say that they've increased their online shopping habits because of, as you know, restricted access to high streets, closures, etc. So there's no doubt that this element will become an essential part for every business going forward. You know, just having said that, banks will need to act fast, Rich, and in that way that we need to financially include the masses. And if we look at Africa, for example, there's 700 million people that still cannot afford or not in the payment ecosystem because of a lack of bank accounts. So there are huge problems that are still out there. And I'll challenge the listeners today. How would you go around your life just having to use cash? How would you process or make your Airbnb payments? How would you confirm your Amazon shipments? So sum that all up, Rich. I think life post-COVID is no doubt going digital and very quickly, but there are certain challenges that we need to look at and adhere to sort of to try and get businesses up to speed.
You touched on a few points there, and maybe we dive right into the next part of this. You mentioned contactless payments, you mentioned digital wallets. You also mentioned some challenges maybe around adoption of the digital future going forward. Out of that, what do you see as the, or what do you foresee as the main opportunities, not just for your business, but also for the industry as a whole?
Yeah, so if we look at our business specifically to start off with, so we're offering a new payment acceptance methodology. So we enable your mobile phone to turn into a POS device. So the first use case of this is in the merchant space. So we allow SMEs to now be financially included by enabling them to now accept credit and debit card payments without the need of any other hardware device. So before the pandemic, there was a massive 43% of SME businesses in the UK alone that do not take card payments. That's around 2.5 million businesses. That's pretty huge. The SMEs sort of make up 99% of the UK economy. So there is a massive opportunity to enable these businesses, not only in the UK, but across the globe, with a solution that does not require any additional hardware and costs for these businesses. So again, this is going to help the recovery of COVID-19 and enable businesses to go digital at a rapid pace. We look at the e-commerce use case of this technology. As briefly mentioned before, there's been a rapid increase in online spending. And what our technology does, it enables online merchants to offer a new payment option to their customers. So customers will not need to put in their card details at the point of checkout. They will simply now just tap their bank card to the back of their mobile device. And if the payment is above the contactless limit, a PIN pad will pop up and you'll input your PIN. So on some fraud stats which might be of interest, it is estimated that $130 billion in 2020 will be lost to card-not-present fraudulent transactions. I mean, banks would love to get blood samples and DNA from their customers before accepting transactions. But we know that the balance between security and customer experience is absolutely critical at all different stages, whether it's opening bank accounts or making various payments. So just to dive in, just to on the e-commerce product, we all know that what happens in today's environment is to counteract fraud, people get sent their OTPs. We sort of said, how do we secure a transaction outside of that? So let's not look at security to solve card-not-present fraud. Why can't we bring that transaction out to a card-present environment? So that's sort of where we got our thinking around our solution. It's not only a smooth customer experience, it saves merchants on fraud costs. It shifts some liability away from that merchant to the issuing bank. And of course, it saves merchants on interchange rates. So just to round that up, Rich, the big opportunities are helping SMEs go digital and enabling them to go online with a new frictionless way of accepting card payments for their customers.
Yeah, it sounds like, again, you guys seem to be pioneering the next evolution in the space. And just for our listeners, maybe to break it down a bit more, you mentioned card-present environments. Does that mean if I'm at home and I have my bank card and I shop online, I'm able to maybe touch the back of my phone with my card and all of a sudden a payment is accepted?
Yep, correct. So our technology is built with APIs and SDKs. So we plan to slot that into existing apps. So going to what a card present, as you mentioned, that is right. Instead of having to type in your card details onto the website, it'll ask you to make that payment just by simply tapping your card onto the back of your phone, exactly like you were in a physical retail store, buying whatever it is.
Got it. And you did dive into a couple of challenges. You mentioned fraud. You also mentioned e-businesses going digital. I assume there's other challenges out there for you guys right now as you move forward and you start growing your business. Could you maybe dive into a couple of examples or a couple of things that you're working on right now?
Yeah, sure. So just some of our direct challenges we're currently facing is certainly around the certification of this new product. So right now, the payment card industry do not have official standards for this. and they're due to be released in early 2022. However, there is a pilot certification, which what a number of businesses in the space are going through. So this does allow you to operate through the Visa and MasterCard payment rails under that pilot certification. Just a bit of other challenges we've seen. So banks themselves are needing to come on board. If we like it or not, banks are certainly coming under threat. According to Brett King, 95% of payments are running through tech layers, not banks. And then again, over the past 5 years, we've seen this threat coming through from the challenger banks with the likes of Revolut and then the Monzos of the world. It was this week that Chad West, the director at Revolut, released information about the financial super apps being the future. How many clicks does it take to open a bank account? How many app features are there in these different sort of accounts? And challenger banks are certainly way ahead and winning the race at the moment. So governments and banks need to look at relaxing regulations in order to make banking easier, to open accounts easier, and then to enable customers to form part of this ecosystem. And I'll give you an example, Rich, not to mention any names. Having a business account with a high street bank took us a week to open with a bunch of paperwork. And we still, after 3 weeks, waiting for a Euro account to be opened, of which we are a current customer to. So how can this in 2020 be happening? So banks need to work closely with fintechs to enable them to keep up the pace of the ever-changing environment. And collaboration and fast decisions are critical. And sometimes this is a challenge for fintechs. So I do see this as a challenge for banks post-COVID as well, in that they are going to go through a tough environment with, it could be credit defaults over the next hard couple of years that we might see. So these are all challenges that fintechs will go through and the likes of banks.
Okay. And moving forward to your company, and maybe let's focus on the next 6 months or the next 6 to 12 months and your growth plans. What are you guys looking to achieve over this period? And obviously we're in the middle of a pandemic. How will your business achieve this?
Yeah, so at Wizard Digital, we are a B2B business. So therefore, our target markets are predominantly the PSPs, your payment service providers, acquirers, the banks, and even challenger banks. So we have specific areas of focus, one being in Europe, where we've managed to sign a deal, and of course, being in Africa, where Wizard International are based. We are and have just been appointed as Absa Bank's Tap to Pay fintech partner in South Africa and across Africa, which is highly exciting. So we are focused currently on getting into pilot with our clients as soon as we can, but once we are through pilot certification. And this might be in the next 3 to 4 weeks. So right now, of course, our focus is around getting through some of the barriers and then to roll out our solution to our sort of targeted markets and plans.
Okay. And some of our listeners out there could obviously be going through the types of growth and evolution as your company is going through, as your business is going through. For those people that are on the cusp of scaling, are there any tips you could give them?
Yeah, I think, Rich, technology these days, which I allude to as code, if I can call it that, is becoming extremely easy for businesses to use and to integrate with. The likes of your APIs, etc. I'm no technician, but I know that's the case. So therefore, my tip is collaboration and teaming to scale, creating something unique, is something I believe will become ever more important going forward. So looking to work with partners and share technology to offer unique products is something that I would see as a big tip to scaling tech businesses.
Yeah, I agree. Collaborating, working together, and pushing the boundaries and pioneering together, not just from a fintech and tech perspective, but also from a whole ecosystem perspective, is definitely the way forward. Lastly, before we wrap up, how can people find and connect with you and your business?
Yep, so we are on LinkedIn. We are at wizarddigital.com. Of course, we're there to answer any questions. And we're always willing to see how we can help businesses and vice versa, going to the market with an interesting new and innovative product. So please do get in touch and look forward to meeting and seeing how we could work together with various businesses.
Okay, cool. That's a wrap. Thanks, Nick. It's been really great having you on the show and really insightful to see what you guys at Wizard Digital are doing. And it's, as I mentioned in the show, it seems like you're pioneering the second wave of digital evolution, and good luck on the journey.
Thanks very much, Rich, and thanks for having us. I appreciate it.
Cheers, mate.
Have a good day. Cheers.
If you like the show, please share with one other person who you think will benefit, and follow me on LinkedIn. It would be great to connect with you.